So you're aware of what follows. Let me offer a brief outline of the format of this meditation. This meditation will consist of passages of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you will hear the singing bowl. The sound of the singing bowl is to remind you to bring your attention back to the passages that have been read, and specifically to the thoughts and feelings that are arising as you listen to them. There is no need to judge or analyze them. Just be in the process that the text is taking you on. So let's begin. We'll start by finding a comfortable position. It might be in a chair or lying down somewhere in the room. Taking in a few deep breaths. And then slowly releasing them. Take a moment now to scan all the muscle groups in your body. And for those areas that you notice tension in, just release those now. And now bringing your focus to your thoughts. Just letting the thoughts of the day settle so that the mind becomes still and clear. And so your heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favoured one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relation, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And now slowly and gently, allowing your mind and your attention to focus back on your presence in the room, to your surroundings, to the sounds in and outside, to how your body feels resting against a chair or lying against the bed or floor. Becoming more wakeful. And taking the food from the word that will nourish your soul as you go forward out into daily life.